This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Yana Murdahl will join us momentarily, Senator. In the North Dakota State Legislature, she represents District 10 in the, the northeast corner of North Dakota. Governor Doug Burgum later this hour on the drought situation, and also a conversation yesterday with the Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Granholm, on the innovation that's happening in North Dakota related to carbon management. Paul wants to weigh in on a conversation from last hour, so Paul will get you in here. I want to tell you where Trent Luce is going to be, which includes, by the way, the Pembina County Fair. I've never been to the Pembina County Fair. I think this may be the need to be the year, because Trent Luce is going to be there with his Arise USA tour. I love it. It's time to arise. It is. And that's one of the reasons we have Yana Murdahl on today, because superintendents that you pay a lot of money to with your property taxes, principals who you pay a lot of money to your with your property taxes, need to be aware of what their leadership is doing to indoctrinate them, which in turn becomes the indoctrination of our kids. That's why it's so important you attend one of the events over the next couple of days to learn more about what critical race theory is. There's been stops all throughout Minnesota. They get a little closer to the North Dakota-South Dakota border today, because they will be in Alexandria over the lunch hour today. And, Chris, I need the actual locations of these. I'm going by memory. I know the one in Moorhead is 4 o'clock this afternoon. Doors open at 4:30. The event starts at the Courtyard by Marriott. And Alexandria, I believe, is over the noon hour, but I need to know where it's at. And then Thief River Falls in Bemidji tomorrow. All right? So be there if you can. Alexandria or Moorhead today. They start actually in St. Cloud this morning, and then Alexandria, then Moorhead. And this is the Center of the American Experiment, focusing on this woke political movement that is invading public schools. And it's not just Minnesota. This hour of the program is brought to you by the University of Mary. Congratulations, the University of Mary ranked the number one nursing program in the nation for the second time in 3 years. What an accomplishment. That nursing program at the University of Mary has been recognized for their standard of excellence by this national benchmark that is done in nursing. They call it Mountain Measurements. So the oversight and the expertise on the faculty of the UMary team shows up in the graduates' test results, because every nursing graduate passed their certifying exam on the first try. That's called a 100% success rate. So obviously the team at UMary very proud to receive this honor, and certainly proud of being a top-notch school and their graduates being top-notch to continue this long tradition of excellence at the University of Mary. Every class of graduates at UMary continues to live up to that School of Health Sciences mission, preparing healthcare professionals anchored in moral courage who respect and defend the dignity of the human person. Wow! What a mission. Discover the finest nursing education in the nation at umary.edu/nursing. Let me get Paul in here and then our next guest. Paul, what's on your mind? You want to say something about our previous guest? Go ahead.
This is about the FSA stuff. I'm an ex-FSA loan officer. And I guess the first comment was there's a box on an application. You can voluntarily check your race or something. And then, of course, there's a place for the loan officer's input. So if somebody walked in there that's, blonde, blue-eyed, and they claim to be African-American, the loan officer should not allow that to pass, okay? Because they would just... So that's one thing.
Well, I guess it's one way to right a wrong, but it's another wrong.
Yeah, you're right. Now, you could say they're acting in bad faith to begin with, and maybe they're ineligible for a loan. You could perhaps go that route.
Can you possibly defend an FSA or a Biden administration, in this case, directing the FSA to say, you know what, unless you're one of these races, your loan's not forgiven. But if you are one of these races, we'll forgive it and give you 20% bonus on top of that. Is that the America the FSA would want to have to administer?
No, I would not go along with that. And I'm sure almost every single loan officer in the state was pulling their hair or laughing about that whole thing when it came out. It's just wrong, and everybody knows it. So,
yeah, what a terrible position to be put in. What else did you want to say before I let you go, Paul? Go ahead.
That 20% on top of the proposed 20% bonus, if you will, on top of their payment, that was put in there because if people have loan forgiveness, they will have income taxes liability on that as income. And so the 20% was put in there to cover income taxes that you might owe on your loan forgiveness. So
it's still more compensation, though, and only for a certain race of people, which is just wrong. If it's a good idea, do it for everybody. Judge them all based not on the color of the skin, judge them based on their situation on the farm, no?
Yeah, to finish this off, Trent Luce, I agree with him. We should get rid of farm programs, you know, just pull them out by the root and be done with it. Because they just don't work as intended. They just don't. And the government will inevitably muck things up a little bit, if not a lot. So,
well, most of the farmers I know would be just fine with that. They want a level playing field. We obviously have to have some things that allow us to compete against not each other, but, you know, other ag-producing nations who, you know, have their thumb on the scale. So I defend this often as a worthy expenditure only because food supply is national security. But I hear what you're saying. They're so twisted and turned. Would you include crop insurance in your suggestion of elimination?
Sure, I would. I mean, I realize almost everybody loves crop insurance, including especially the Farm Bureau type people who are sort of against government involvement. But you can buy crop insurance without the government involvement. Subsidizing it, it's available. Well, what's going to happen? This gets a little bit into economics. What's going to happen when the government gets out of it? The capital base, which is your land, basically, is going to be worth less. It's going to go down in value. Rents will go down. Land values will go down, and that would include the point is. Well, that's just the way economics works. And so your costs would go down with the government being out of it. And you can decide how to spend your money. And if you want crop insurance, you can buy. For instance, they don't subsidize hail insurance. Lots of farmers buy hail insurance. Lots of them do. So.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that's why you buy insurance. And, of course, the government being involved doesn't exactly mean crop insurance is the solution. It's very costly and, you know, limited and everything else, but it is insurance, so it probably should be. Paul, thanks for that. I appreciate the background as an FSA, former employee and your commentary today. Thank you very much. Trent Luce will be, by the way, I mentioned Pembina July 7th. Also, the City Park in Keystone July 4th, Cowboy Church in the morning, and a couple of seminars during the day. If you're in and around Keystone or looking for a July 4th event, that would be a good one, too. So she'd be pretty good, darn good. Yana Myrdal is here. Yana's a state senator of District 10. Yana, thanks for taking the time for us today.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for promoting Pembina because that's in my district. So I'm inviting everybody to come to the fair and stop by Frostfire, too. Maybe you can get your listeners to come out there for a weekend trip. So
I might just do it myself. I've not been to the Pembina County Fair, and Trent Luce is coming, and he's bringing this fellow he was telling us about that's going to be his opening for the Arise USA Tour, Kevin Jenkins. who I understand has done some good work in this regard, too. So I'm really looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. So try and make that happen. Thanks for the invite, Deanna. And I know as a farm family, you're probably leaning into what the FSA guy suggested there, too. So we could there's a million directions
absolutely.
We can go. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a divide and conquer from the government in D.C., and it bleeds down to agriculture, and obviously the subject you and I are going to talk about, too, with teachers. So.
Give me 20 seconds on the North Dakota Council of Educational Leaders. Should we be concerned about this group as a lobbying entity?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We saw that this session. Absolutely. And this is a membership association, and keyword is association, right, Scott? They're not lawmakers. They're not policymakers. Actually, it's North Dakota Council of Educational Leaders, and this is their statement on their website, what they actually are.
Hang on to that. I want to hear that. We got the music going, Deanna, so let's come back with that. And then we're going to tell you about their summer conference, and specifically one of the speakers, a proponent of critical waste theory. Why would NDCEL bring in a speaker pushing critical race theory or a supporter of critical race theory? Why? Ask yourself that.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
The signature sale is going on now at Interoffice Furniture in Fargo, and that means you save 40% on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. You'll also save 30% on all in-stock residential accessories, rugs, and artwork. We are talking big savings on top quality furniture and accessories. So don't wait. Get into Interoffice for 40% savings on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture, but only through March 20th and only at Interoffice Furniture on 1st Avenue North, Fargo.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Well, I ain't gonna work today. Come on. Just wanna sit around and play. Said no one in North Dakota ever. Except the unemployment crowd. Yes, could I have an extra $300 a week, please? Thank you very much. Yeah, could you extend my unemployment benefits by 52 weeks? That's not North Dakota. Not the North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota we know. Bring it up, Kevin. Don't let it go away.
This applies to the weekend.
There you go. You've got to take a break on the weekend. All right, our friends from the Center of the American Experiment are on the CRT tour today, just so we know what this is. You got to arm yourself with information, and you know when they say equity and equality, that's what they're saying. They're saying you have to be less white. This is total racism. This is an ideology. And here's the actual times and places today. 12 noon in Alexandria today at the Holiday Inn. That'll go 12 noon to 1:30 at the Holiday Inn. Morehead today at the Courtyard by Marriott, 4:30 until 6. 4:30 until 6. Go over there. Check it out. I'm going to do the same today. I'll be there. I encourage you to be there. If you know nothing about this, don't feel like you're going to have to go there as an expert. You're going to go there to learn about it and ask yourself, why would North Dakota superintendents and principals and the NDCEL bring in people that support this stuff? You'll ask yourself that. Why are the Bismarck Public Schools bringing in-service people that support this to indoctrinate middle school teachers? Why does the Fargo School Board member support this? Why is Minnesota's legislature trying to change the standards to support this? These are the hills we need to fight on. Because this is, in my mind, the next step. That people who do not like the United States of America, what they are undertaking in the way of an effort to change the United States, to transform the United States. This is not new, but it's going to the next level. Tomorrow we're going to talk about this on the air with some experts in our first hour. They're on their way between, obviously, the Morehead stop and the Thief River Falls stop tomorrow, which is 12 o'clock noon tomorrow, Riverwalk Public House, and then Bemidji, 5 o'clock tomorrow at the Hampton Inn and Suites. These are only 90-minute sessions. They're not going to drone on forever. You're going to get what you get in a half hour and be out of there. Alexandria, noon, Holiday Inn, Morehead, 4:30, Courtyard by Marriott today. Tomorrow, noon, Thief River Falls, Riverwalk Public House in Bemidji, 5 o'clock. Yana Murdaugh with us, state senator from North Dakota, represents District 10. So, Yana, you were about to tell us what their own description of the North Dakota CEL is all about. Their summer conference is underway. We're going to talk about a speaker they've invited in. Who is the NDCEL, the Council of Educational Leaders? Who are they?
They are, according to their own website, they are a membership organization devoted exclusively to protecting educational leaders' interests and making their interests known in all educational matters of North Dakota. So it's focused on the leaders, and this summer conference is focused on basically, to me, brainwashing them on the critical race theory, but not only with a race issue with black and white, but also the LGBTQ issue, gender issue. Half of the classes seems to be on gender and safe spaces. The other half seems to be on white privilege. Is that something, you know, why should I feel bad about it? And I sent you the list. I think it goes on and on and on. And it's an implicit bias conference. I mean, I have several teachers call me, Scott, and said they canceled. They're not going, principals, because they were disgusted when they thought this does not represent North Dakota values, North Dakota families, and we better be aware of what's coming back into our schools from this conference.
Wow. I do have the list here. Specifically, Cornelius Minor stands out. What do you know about him? The speaker that, again, Dr. Amy Kopus, I think that's how you say her last name, who she has the legislature mesmerized. Yet below the surface is a lot of woke culture, and proven by this summer conference, again, membership organizations, so you don't have to join if you don't want to, but those joining and participating in this need to answer for it, too. What do we need to know about this speaker she's brought in, Cornelius Minor, that will be speaking tomorrow, to your superintendents, to your principals?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a CRT proponent. He's very, very well known for it. The East Coast community organizer, right out of the sort of Obama era. Of course, you can read his bio and it sounds glorious, but he is a pure CRT promoter and absolutely disgusting that Dr. Amy Kopac would bring somebody like that in. And also, if you can see from Fargo there, the equality or equity. Somehow they take those two words and make them the same now. The person, lady, is teaching a lot. Also some, I think it was Fargo, West Fargo middle school teacher that's coming in, all with the same woke theories that there are oppressed people and there are oppressors, whether it's white people that are oppressors of colored people or heterosexuals that are oppressors of LGBTQ+. That is how they divide us and conquer, Scott. And this is not new, of course. This is a Marxist revolution, beginning of it. This is what happened across the world. It used to be you separate poor from rich, right? And that's how they did it. Now it's perceived oppression and feelings that actually supersede facts, whether it's biological facts or just historical facts or scientific facts. Now we have feelings and perceptions that are going to supersede that. And a lot of these classes they can go into, equity and equality acts, things are absolute perceptions, and they're going to tell them we need to stop thinking a certain way. We need to change our culture from being a destructive culture, they actually said in one of the descriptions, and have, listen to this, cultural proficiency framework with gender equity lens. If you can digest that one, Scott. So it's really wordy, but it's a hidden agenda of they're oppressed people, and we are the oppressors, and we need to change it, and we need to give them special privileges, just like you talked about what Biden did to black farmers and ignored white farmers. It's the same thing, except this is based on gender mostly in this conference, but also the white privilege part.
And by the way, there are good speakers at this event. Hunter Pinky, good pick.
Yep.
There are some good, but beneath this, again, Cornelius Minor, a Brooklyn-based educator, and guess what? Equitable literacy reform in cities, sometimes villages across the globe. And again, a supporter of critical race theory. What is a Cornelius Minor doing at a North Dakota Council of Educational Leaders conference supporting this? Unless he's, seen the light and comes out against it. I just can't think of any reason why this would make any sense at all. And I'm just looking here, Yana. In addition to obviously the hired leadership here, the paid for leadership, you've got the Mandan assistant superintendent, who's the president. The vice president is the principal of West Fargo High School, Jennifer Fremstead. Yep. You got Neil Cluton, the Wappan High School secondary principal, is secretary treasurer, and past president as an elementary principal in Granville, North Dakota. So, this is leadership among Mandan, West Fargo, Wappan, and Granville schools, and the, the affiliate representatives of every corner of North Dakota. So it's definitely time to ask the people, hey, what's going on here? And, Yana, I'm so grateful that you're sounding this alarm, because it's very important. We'll seek some answers from this organization as well. Thanks, Yana, for blowing the whistle. Appreciate it. More coming up.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible June live and online equipment auctions in Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, and Cavalier, North Dakota, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, and our quarterly Upper Midwest online-only auction. If you're in the market for reliable farm equipment, John Deere tractors, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, guns, and ammo, or even a collectible 1948 Indian motorcycle, be sure to check out the complete inventories of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California is lifting COVID-19 restrictions in the state Tuesday. Bars and restaurants can open fully. Social distancing rules are cut, and fully vaccinated folks can stop wearing masks in most situations. Still, conflicting messaging from California officials has one restaurant owner scratching her head.
Do our vaccinated employees need to mask, not mask? Cal OSHA's messaging is different than the governor's messaging. Maybe Thursday it'll be clearer, but it might be June 28th. And it's just like, I have employees going, can I take this thing off now? I'm vaccinated.
Cynthia Ariosa on Fox News. Arizona's audit of the 2020 election is close to being finished. Former Arizona Secretary of State Kent Bennett has been monitoring the 2.1 million ballots from Maricopa County. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some Trump supporters believe it will turn up evidence to support his narrative of election fraud. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
UFOs are in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, even biblical, some say? Now Rob Schmidt is taking a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, is on Newsmax this week. I watch Newsmax all the time. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight with me. And Newsmax is on all major cable systems locally, except for Midco. If you're a Midco customer, you should know Midco carries 11 liberal news channels. Count them, 11, but not Newsmax. Call Midco to complain or respond to their marketing materials and tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Millions are now tuning into Newsmax, so check it out today and find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt. Newsmax, real news you can trust. Tim wants to talk meatpacking from a rancher's perspective. I have literally 1 minute because we have Governor Burgum and a conversation about drought standing by. But, Tim, you got a minute? Go.
Well, the reason we have these cattle issues in the cattle markets is, you're right, we've got concentration of the meatpacking industry in four different meatpackers. And that's because the antitrust laws have been gutted in the country, started with the Reagan administration. And it's not a political party issue. Both political parties are absolutely both guilty. If you take a look at the last several election cycles, senators and congressmen on both sides have taken huge campaign contributions from the meatpacking industry. And what did they get for their money? They got rid of our country origin labeling, and they got rid of the antitrust laws.
We're going to have to leave it there. I love this conversation. That's why we're having Senator Thune and others regularly to talk about this. Senator Rounds on tomorrow's show. And I appreciate your perspective. I just don't have any more time because we need to talk drought with Governor Doug Burgum. Here he is. Governor, let's first of all talk about the round table yesterday and what you heard.
Well, I heard the same thing we're hearing all over the state, which is we've got a lot of crops that got in the ground that didn't get any moisture for weeks that are under stress. And we know that yields have already been hampered and hurt. We know that with the wind and the heat, there was quite a bit of replanting, but it's not certain that some of the replanting, maybe insurance covered the replanting, not clear that that's going to work. So it's just always heartbreaking when you've got great soil and great producers with great technology and great seed and great everything. They've prepared everything, and the one thing we're missing is Mother Nature's moisture. So for some of these folks, it's going to be a tough, tough year, and I think we heard, especially from small grains, are going to take it harder perhaps than others. You've got, you know, deeper root systems in corn and sugar beets. They may pull through if they can get down to moisture. But we also know that regionally, some parts of the states have had a little relief, but central, north central, almost nothing. And so again, it's going to be another tough year for some of our great producers.
Anything you can do in the way of sort of the, I know there's always some things we can help with that here or there are different programs, but specifically the state can do any of this?
Well, I think the state has played a role sometimes more for our livestock producers in the sense that with the programs we reactivated, the ones from 2017, Ag Commissioner Goring and myself on the Water Commission, we voted for $2 million for that. That helps for people to get water supply to pastures. All the ones that are in 2017 are still out there. That added resilience, these allow individual producers, there's still money there. We encourage people to apply. We'll also, you know, be getting to work on programs related to hay hauling and other feedstuffs. When it comes to the farm producers, you know, the big dollars there are all federal. Part of why we want to listen here is we want to be strongest advocates we can. We got our great, you know, Codell with, you know, Hovind, Kramer, Armstrong always advocating for agriculture North Dakota, but at the state level, we want to, when we have contact with the Secretary of Ag or others, we want to be advocating to make sure that we're, you know, supporting the producers in our state. But you know, the big thing we need right now is we don't need government dollars, government programs. We need rain, and we need it, and we need it in the right amounts coming. I mean, we had this, you know, one part of the state that we had that storm where they got 8 to 10 inches up there, and it's that's tough too. That doesn't work.
I've heard some producers say that the risk management crop insurance program is really cumbersome as far as when they make decisions. Oh, you're right, that crop's not going to make it. Well, tell me that in June. Don't tell me that in August. And these can use it for feed. And, you know, we pass that on to the federal level, and they say, good idea. But anything maybe on that front where you could push the feds to just take a look at the situation as bad as it is, as early as it is, and make some decisions sooner for these guys?
Well, we'll pull out some of the playbook from 2017, and we were successful on getting some of the CRP opened up either for grazing or for for people to get on there and take a hay crop sooner than they might have in other years. If we can make that work, so you know, we'll keep pushing on all of the programs, because sometimes the federal programs don't anticipate the variances across the whole nation, whether that they lock in a specific date, you know, around a growing season that may be not relevant to North Dakota. So again, it's you wish all of these programs had a little more element of state control and state modification, because then you could design them to actually work for the producers in your state.
Let's talk a little bit about the other reason for the roundtable today, specifically on carbon management. Most of that conversation goes on in the energy sector in North Dakota. Talk a little bit about why this must be done, the way it must be done, given the national, international push towards climate action with agriculture in mind.
Well, I think really what it speaks to is opportunity. And I would say that around the table today, what we heard from the producers is cautious optimism. But that's kind of what I've heard from the ag sector my entire life. I mean, if you can't be an ag if you're not perseverant and if you're not optimistic, because you get, whether it's prices, too much rain, drought, the things that get thrown at, spring flooding, fall flooding, the things that get thrown at our producers, they're a special group of people to keep be in this industry and keep on going. But I think that for the idea that in the next 5 to 10 years where our farmers and ranchers could get paid for doing what they're already doing is exciting to me, because if the world wants to pay for carbon offsets, why are companies sending all those checks to the Amazon rainforest? Because our soil, our cornfields, our soybean fields, and our range pasture land also all absorb carbon. So if you're going to have markets where people are going to get paid for being carbon sink, let's have it be the great producers in North Dakota.
Some people hear this argument and think, "Oh, we're throwing in the towel. We're not going to fight anymore about the woke science as many see it on climate change." On the other hand, obviously, the train sort of left the station. I heard you make a comment today about folks in their 30s and all these companies, and I've talked to a fair amount of CEOs of late, and they will half admit under their breath that they have no choice because the 30-somethings in their company are all spun up on this very topic, on CO2, and it's the bad thing. So, this is something when we've got 30-somethings in companies that are pushing this that we have no choice but to tackle, right?
Well, I think that's right. I mean, I've said before that I think if you think of the whole periodic table, somehow carbon got labeled the devil element, out of the 100-plus elements that are on there, when in fact carbon is a essential to life. And carbon's got an opportunity, whether it's enhanced oil recovery, whether it's in it putting a pure stream of CO2 into a greenhouse to grow things faster, or whether it's using it to create advanced materials. I mean, we all, you know, revel at the amazement of carbon fiber products. I mean, whether it's a Formula One race car or a you know, the latest aircraft, we know that there you can build light, strong products. And we know that when we take a look at where emissions come from, one of the big emitters is making concrete. Well, if we start making road materials out of carbon-based products, and we're a producer of carbon, and we can be a store of carbon, I just view this as an industry where North Dakota energy and ag can make a lot of money. It's not about, you don't have to agree with the science or not. It's whether or not you see a business opportunity, and I see a business opportunity for our state. We've been blessed with this geology called the Bakken, one of the greatest energy finds in the world, but it also, the geology allows us to store enormous amounts of CO2. I mean, the latest estimate from our own geological state team is that we could be storing 50 years of all the CO2 produced in the United States of America. And people are certainly right now willing to pay people to do that. So I see it as a business opportunity for the state.
It's also something that's a reality, right? Again, back to the younger Gen Z, millennials, whatever. This is something that, whether it's right or wrong, whether they see everything that is here where we're doing all this well already, they just want that box checked, or they're going to be constantly pushing their companies to do this. And those companies you want here, you want doing business. And if the energy industry is going to go, if big ag is going to go, you just have to at least address this, right? It's not something we can just continue to fight.
Right. And I think it's not really about, you know, age or social media. It's about capital flows. There's $45 trillion with a T, $45 trillion already globally, where investors have said that capital is only going to flow towards people that are working on these, you know, real or perceived challenges with real solutions. So if we want to be a state that attracts capital, then we need to be a state that is attracting ESG capital, and we can do that in our state if we can position ourselves as someone who can utilize CO2 in ways that helps us. You know, if we can decarbonize fossil industries, we could be selling, be part of a trend where we're selling trillions of dollars of technology to the countries that haven't solved those problems. So again, the pathway that Lieutenant Governor Sanford and I always talk about is innovation, not regulation. This is the innovation pathway, is how do we innovate around CO2 management. And I think that whether the opportunities are hydrogen, whether it's greenhouses, whether it's enhanced oil recovery, whether it's advanced building materials, they're really limitless. And North Dakota has a chance to play at the forefront of that whole industry.
You heard from some of the ag community today. Your neighbor in, from Arthur, Kevin Schoonis, representing corn growers today, said, look, we're doing this. Yeah. You compare a tractor and its emissions, you know, 40, 50 years ago to today, it's night and day difference. We just need to tell more people about it. Is it that easy, you think?
Well, I think some of it. I mean, Kevin was absolutely accurate about the... You know, he was saying, hey, if somebody asked me what I'm doing today, you know, at Arthur, he'd say I'm doing conventional tillage. Well, conventional tillage compared to what we were doing in Arthur when we were kids, when we were plowing section line to section line. I mean, the minimal tillage, and of course with less tillage, you got less topsoil blowing around, you get more carbon retention in the soil. So the practices, the equipment, the technology, I mean, every, whether it's the tractors that he's talking about that he's running today versus when they were kids, or the combine that I was in, you know, in last fall. I mean, these are all computers and software on wheels. I mean, they're the amount of technology that's going into today's farm equipment, and the amount of technology that goes into the seed. It's so impressive what all of the growers are doing in North Dakota. And so obviously, if anybody's going to be up to the task of figuring out how to make money in a carbon-constrained world, I'd put my money on North Dakota producers.
Love it. More with Governor Doug Burgum when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't dream of touching that dial.
Hi, this is Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage located in Fargo. Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to start a family, or downgrade now that you're empty nesters? I can help you get pre-approved so when the time comes, you are ready to go. We have a variety of loan programs for all situations, and you may also qualify for our Homes for Heroes program as well. Call me today at 701-367-2434. Again, Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage, NMLS number 155-2467.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives the guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind is powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com, the new electric super trucks 2023 GMC Hummer EV pickup or Hummer SUV are on the way, plus the 2023 Cadillac Lyriq. That's the one I'm busy drilling all over to the point where I might short the thing out. You'll be able to reserve yours this fall, and meanwhile, check out all kinds of electrics from GM and others. The EV tailgate party at the Capitol. I'm going to be hanging out there on Thursday afternoon, but make sure you check out SchwannBuickGMC.com or SchwannCadillac.com, and you can see what's coming. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
EV tailgate party at the Capitol. That sounds like a blast. And by the way, those are coal-powered vehicles. That's why we love them. Coal-powered, yes, electric vehicles. And Todd will be driving the best of the best. Let me know how that goes, Don. It should be fun. What day is that at the Capitol again?
That's Thursday. Be there live. It's going on 4 until 7.
Love it, love it, love it. Also brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. You know, we are living in a time where we are hypersensitive to viruses and their spread throughout the world, obviously, over the last year. COVID, coronavirus in the focus. There are steps you can take to protect your home and businesses, especially as we open more up now and the thing of social distancing and masks are, gone from the pandemic mandate that we lived through. But not only COVID, but a wide range of viruses, mold, spores, odors, and pathogens are zapped by these IAQ air cleaning products. H.A. Thompson & Sons can add to your HVAC, and it's not a costly addition. Given the protection it brings you, very, very economical commercial and residential applications, call them 223-3393 or go to hatandsons.com. More with Governor Burgum here, who yesterday had a conversation with the Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Granholm, the same agency that is now reworking rules on waters of the U.S. to say, you know, I think that little bit of a pothole there where it has a little bit of water from last night's rain, that's actually a wetlands. Or the Clean Power Plan that says, you know, North Dakota, you're a red state. We're going to take your required reduction in CO2 from 11% to, let's pick 40%. That's what the Obama administration is doing. Went to court, lost on these, and now the Biden administration is dealing with it another way. So when you're talking to the Secretary of Energy of the Biden administration, not exactly friendly ground. Governor Burgum delivering that message, obviously. My question was, how was the message received from her yesterday?
Was pleased to hear about the innovation. She actually had been briefed by her team. She knew about Project Tundra, which is one of the big things we're investing in carbon sequestration. And we reiterated the desire to have her come and visit North Dakota and actually see what we're doing, visit with, you know, get on the ground, see the projects we're doing, hear from the EERC, the Energy Environmental Research Center at the University of North Dakota, and actually see that. And hopefully we can get more federal R&D going towards solving these problems as opposed to them just trying to regulate entire industries out of business. They regulate those industries out of business. It will be bad for emissions because America produces energy cleaner than any place else in the world. It's bad for our national energy security because we'll be back in the spot. You know, under the Trump administration, we finally got to the spot where we could buy energy from our friends and allies versus sell it to our enemies, and now this administration apparently wants to reverse that. So it helps on energy security, it helps on the environment, and it helps every single taxpayer and consumer because, you know, if we can keep prices down at the pump, you know, that's like low energy prices during the Trump administration was like another $1 trillion tax break for Americans. I mean, literally, that's what it saved. It brought manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. Energy policy is central to our success as a country, and in North Dakota, we're trying to light the way and inspire the way towards a policy that works for all Americans.
We're gathering today of ag leaders, an energy leader, and Zach Weiss from Marathon Oil on the topic of what agriculture is already doing in carbon management, and obviously the drought conditions as well. Anything else you want to tell us today, Governor?
No, it's always whether it's a guy that I went to grade school and high school and played basketball and football with and we're at NDSU together, and then he went on to become the head of the National Corn Growers Association, you know, hanging out with great people like Kevin Skunas and others from around the state that know you know, Dan Wogsland was a fraternity brother of mine at NDSU. Harrison Weber, who were the sugar beet growers, his dad was a fraternity brother, and his dad's now a senator in the legislature. I mean, it's great to be around people that I knew and grew up with and went to school with and that are passionate about North Dakota and North Dakota producers. And a great day. I just wish it wasn't a drought that brought us together, but we'll persevere through this. And again, like all the producers in North Dakota, they bring their optimism, they bring their ideas, they bring their innovation, and that's why we've got some of the most productive and successful producers in the world right here.
Governor Burgum.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it very much. Good conversation for sure. Don't forget, today you can attend one of two events related to something you need to know about, critical race theory. Critical race theory. All right? This is worth your time. Moorhead tonight, 4:30. It's only a 90-minute meeting, but you will learn from experts on this. We're going to talk to the experts tomorrow on this show as well. Courtyard by Marriott at 4:30 today, and at noon today for folks listening in Alexandria. 12 to 1:30, Holiday Inn today in Alexandria. 4:30 to 6 at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Tomorrow, Thief River Falls, noon to 1:30 at Riverwalk Public House and Bemidji. Tomorrow afternoon, 5 to 6:30 at the Hampton Inn and Suites. It's important enough to take the time to do it, and I appreciate the good folks from the Center of the American Experiment hosting this as well. Find out more at RaiseOurStandardsMN.com. And if you're needing a meatball dinner today to make this woke world a little bit better, I'd go to Harwood, I-29, or have a hot beef sandwich in Valley City at the PetroServe USA. chicken pot pie on special, too. It's home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Salisbury Steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today, and 12th Avenue, 929. Tater Tot Hot Dish downtown, cream chip beef in Glendon, and mac and beef in Euland. Who loves our ranches more than PetroServe USA? Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John's Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we'd come out there and figure out a solution for you, and it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and leg, and it really doesn't. In the long run, it's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection of sewer and water lines, and, of course, as we said, trenchless, it's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in that, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now, 934-1134, and get yourself on the schedule from reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.